There's a really interesting scripture in Ecclesiastes 3, 1-8, and it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones.
Are you looking for freedom? Freedom from the daily grind and hustle? Or just finding a way to live the life you always wanted? Then join us on the Investing for Freedom podcast. Our host, Mike Ayala, will help you discover new ways to find freedom with tips, insights, and interviews. You'll learn the exact systems he's used to travel the world and live his best life. True success and happiness are all about freedom. And here's your roadmap on how to find freedom on your own terms. Welcome to the Investing for Freedom podcast. Here's your host, Mike Ayala.
Thank you for joining me on the Investing for Freedom podcast. If there's one thing I'm convinced of, the idea of work-life balance is just non-existent. We have got to learn to integrate our work with our life. This is just part of it. And really, I've come to realize I've been through a lot of different seasons. I've been through seasons where, you know, my kids were growing up, I was building a big business and things were busy, and I integrated the family and work, and I hired people. I bought back my time, as Dan Martell would say. I was able to grow my company because we were growing so fast that I just got out of the way. And I was very clear on what I wanted, and that was to spend time with my family, and that was to travel and not get myself in a situation where I wasn't able to have the time freedom that I wanted. I realized at a young age that hiring people and not getting stuck in the weeds, even though I was not really fully understanding what I was doing, I hired people and let them do their job, and that kept my time freedom. Well, as the kids got older, I ended up actually selling that business when the kids were teenagers, and we spent the next season of life just really enjoying time. And that doesn't mean that I wasn't working, but I wasn't working as much. And I just happen to be in a very busy season right now, and I'm very grateful that my kids are all young adults because I don't feel guilty. Like, I'm literally sitting at the office right now at 6:30 a.m. I left the house at 5:30, and I haven't worked this much since I was a young entrepreneur just starting my business, but I'm energized by it. And so here's my point. There are seasons in life, and we just have to understand what season we're in, and we have to get very clear on what it is that we want, number one, because if you let everything else and everybody else and keeping up with the Joneses tell you how your life should look, you're going to be confused. You're going to be frustrated. There's only one person that gets to decide what you want your life to look like, and that is you. And there's an old saying, you deserve what you put up with. And I've came back to this so many times in my life, and I deserve what I'm putting up with. I deserve the amount of work that I'm doing, or the frustration that I have, or the fact that, you know, I hear this all the time from contractors. Everybody's an idiot. It's impossible to find good people. Every time I talk to an HVAC contractor or contractors in general, in fact, this probably relates to most business owners, you just can't find good help. There's no good people anymore. That is absolutely not true. If you find yourself saying that all the time, maybe you need to look at your leadership and management. Maybe you need to look at the fact that you're too involved in things and you don't have good systems and processes, and you're so busy that you don't have time to onboard. And by the way, I'm only saying this out of experience, because this has been one of my biggest challenges. And even every time I think that I've conquered this, it comes back up in my life because there's a bigger mountain to climb. So every time we get to the peak of a mountain and you look over, what is there? There's another valley, and then there's another mountain to climb. And so we have to constantly keep inventory on this. And sometimes when you look back and you think that, you know, you've overcame, again, you peaked this mountain already, well, the next mountain is higher. And so we have to constantly be looking back and seeing what things we have in our world, what systems we've implemented that either are no longer serving us, or because of, you know, a COVID scenario, we eliminated staff, we eliminated processes because we were running a very lean team. I don't know if you guys are relating to this, but there's different seasons in life. And so we constantly have to be adjusting, and we constantly have to be taking inventory into what we're doing. Speaking of different seasons in life, Kara and I are hosting an amazing couples trip to Cabo San Lucas, May 2024. There's a few spots left. This is going to be an epic experience. We always get an epic house. Every couple gets their own room and bathroom, et cetera. And we just do amazing things. We've done yachts in the past, epic dinners in the desert. We've done food cooking experiences. We always do an amazing dinner out as, you know, everybody gets glammed up and we just go out and have a great time. But here's what's really amazing. We always do chefs and have the majority of the food and dinners at the house and just have amazing connection experiences. So if you're in a season of life where you've been really busy, or maybe you've been too slow and you really need to get a framework and a container where you and your significant other can just connect, get some time together, maybe get away from the kids, maybe get away from the business, this might be an epic experience for you. Text the word marriage to 480-531-7519, or you can DM me on Instagram, marriage, and we'll get you some more information. Hope to see you in Cabo San Lucas. There's a really interesting scripture in Ecclesiastes 3, 1-8, and it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. Anyway, I was driving to the office this morning as I was thinking about this and what I wanted to share. And, you know, I came from a community that had pretty harsh winters. And I remember the fall was just amazing. It was beautiful. And then we would go into winter and, you know, winter would start in October-ish, not necessarily season-wise, but the weather, it would start in October and there'd be some good days and bad days. But by the time January came around, like we were just so done with winter, so much snow, so much cold. And then I remember February, March, sometimes it would snow in April, May, even June, sometimes we would get snow. Actually, I remember one time we got snow on the 4th of July, which is just insanity, right? But I remember like, you know, January, everybody's done with winter. And then, like I said, February, March, I mean, you're just so done. You're ready for a new season. And then here comes spring and everybody is just so excited and we're so grateful for spring and the rain and the flowers. But if we hadn't just been through this winter, we'd be complaining about the rain. And then summer comes and it's like hot. I ended up moving to Phoenix and that was really hot, but I remember it would be like 101, 105 and we'd just be hating the heat. And then all of a sudden fall would come and you'd just be so excited for the nice weather. And then bam, here comes winter. And you know, at first it's kind of cool. There's snow and you're going sledding, snowmobiling, whatever, you know, drive over to Salt Lake and go skiing. But again, a couple months later, we're just frustrated and we're just done with it. But here's the point that I'm making. The weather patterns in the world exist for a reason, because there's a time to reap and there's a time to sow. There's a time for things to die, which is fall and winter, right? Fall is harvest. And then you go into winter and everything dies and the ground gets a rest. And then spring comes around and what are you doing? You're planting. And then summer comes and the sun's out and things are growing. The sun is feeding things and you get hopefully some rain and it's watering the plants. And then here we go again. It's fall. It's time to harvest. Well, these patterns that exist in the natural, and regardless of what you believe about God, you can't deny that patterns exist in the world. And we have to understand this in our life and more particularly in our businesses. And even if you're a W-2 employee, you have to understand this in the business that you work in. There's going to be seasons of growth and there's going to be seasons, again, where you get to the peak of that mountain and then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's on a high and we're celebrating. And then you look over the mountain and there's a valley. Just like there's patterns in the world, there's patterns in your business, there's patterns in your job, there's patterns in your relationship, and there's a time to reap and there's a time to sow. And the point that I'm making here is that the faster that we understand these natural principles in our life and in our businesses, the faster we're going to be able to accept that you can't always be at the top of the mountain. You can't always be reaping a harvest. In fact, I grew up in Idaho and you know, the potato farms everywhere. And there was other kinds of, you know, stuff too, but potatoes were like the main industry there. The whole town lived off potatoes. And I'll never forget that we would go back to school for a week and then we'd have like 2 to 3 weeks off because it was harvest time. And this was so interesting because the reason why we got a break from school is because like everybody worked in the harvest. The kids worked, the parents worked, people that actually had jobs any types of businesses that were around there that could shut down for a couple of weeks, literally people would shut down and everybody would work in the harvest. It was just the craziest thing. And you'd just see trucks everywhere, things happening that you don't see all year long. And then it's like chaos for 3 to 4 weeks of harvest. So people spend the entire year getting ready for harvest. And it's no different in our businesses. It's no different in our lives. We just have to understand these patterns. And here's one point that I really want to make. When it's winter in your life, even though it can be frustrating, it can be cold, it can be challenging, it can be dark, it doesn't feel like there's any life, it is prepping you for a new season. And I've just been pondering this because the faster that we can realize that there's seasons of up, there's seasons of down, there's seasons of rest, there's seasons of, you know, working hard. There's a scripture in Ephesians that I love, and it says, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. And people quote this all the time, but what they don't say is according to the power that works in us. If we truly want success in life, we have to put our hand to the plow. We have to work hard, but we have to understand too that there's seasons, because nobody can work hard, you know, all day, every day for the entire year, for 10 years of their life. We know what happens with that. People burn out. But we've been through a season of time, you know, the last 5, 10 years, and I've even fallen into this where, you know, time freedom, financial freedom, it's passive income. It's so sexy, right? Well, in reality, we can't live in that season always. We have to work. We have to sow in order to reap. And the faster that we can understand this, the faster that we're going to find success in our life. And we're going to be able to recognize the patterns. We're going to be able to recognize the season that we're in. And I have a feeling that if you just come to understand this, you'll be a lot more balanced in life. Again, I don't really believe in work-life balance, but it's integration, right? And I think just taking it one step deeper, it's really understanding the season that you're in and knowing that, just like in Idaho, people worked their butt off like 15, 16, 18, 20-hour days, but it was for a short window of time. And if you get in there and you get the work done, then after the harvest, which is fall, you'll get some time of rest. And then the winter, and really, what's the winter for? It's a time of resting. It's a time for the ground to rest. It's a time for you to rest. If you just look back at, you know, humans for years, you can just see it makes so much sense why things are the way they are, and why we rest in the winter and get fat, because we have to survive, you know, going fall, going into winter, and then the spring comes and we haven't eaten. And so we're hungry and we get to moving and exercising. And I mean, the patterns just make so much sense. So my question for you today is, where are you not recognizing the seasons in your life? And where are you out of that balance that we talk about? And really what the goal would be is to just figure out how to integrate that. So yes, there's going to be seasons of hard work. Yes, there's going to be seasons of victories, reaping. But I think the quicker that we understand these principles and understand the season that we're in, it's not as easy to understand the seasons that we're in our businesses and in our personal lives as it is to just watch the weather patterns, because those are, you know, those are things that just exist. They are principles that the world was founded on. But those same principles apply to our lives, and we can't live on a mountaintop always. We can't always be winning. I wish we could, but the reality is that's just not how things work. And so I think the faster we come to terms with this, the better off we're going to be. So speaking of different seasons in life, Kara and I are hosting an amazing couples trip to Cabo San Lucas, May 2024. There's a few spots left. This is going to be an epic experience. We always get an epic house. Every couple gets their own room and bathroom, et cetera. And we just do amazing things. We've done yachts in the past, epic dinners in the desert. We've done food cooking experiences. We always do an amazing dinner out, as you know, everybody gets glammed up and we just go out and have a great time. But here's what's really amazing. We always do chefs and have the majority of the food and dinners at the house and just have amazing connection experiences. So if you're in a season of life where you've been really busy, or maybe you've been too slow and you really need to get a framework and a container where you and your significant other can just connect, get some time together, maybe get away from the kids, maybe get away from the business, this might be an epic experience for you. Text the word marriage to 480-531-7519, or you can DM me on Instagram, marriage, and we'll get you some more information. Hope to see you in Cabo San Lucas.
If you've found value in this episode and you know someone who's wanting to start or move further along in their journey toward investing for freedom, I would be forever grateful if you would share this show with them and help me get this message out to more listeners. Also, if you enjoy what you've heard, I would appreciate it if you'd take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. And until the next episode, cheers to moving further along in your journey of investing for freedom.